Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast. Today is about beauty. It really is. It's about centeredness. If you're angry at any moment, you can always come back to center and find that attention. What I ended up experiencing yesterday, this couldn't have come, or this podcast couldn't have come at a more better time, but there was an explosion on my end. There was a state of confusion in regards to my online education website. The next thing you know, my computer started slowing down. I couldn't use the website. I couldn't make this. I couldn't use that. I couldn't even use the Growth Day app. It took a long time to load. And I'm like, oh my God, my computer's falling apart. But then all of a sudden I'm laying on my bed as the storm had come through and I couldn't even feel that beauty. This was an immaculate storm that came in. It was gorgeous beyond belief. And I didn't even get the opportunity to live in that because I was still on what was happening just 4 hours prior. Not only that, but my girlfriend making me increasingly mad and throwing off my entire morning. Let's just say my Friday was a complete, absolute dog shit in the morning. But then I ended up finding that centeredness by saying, oh, Mac Keeper. Oh, Arsenio, well, you haven't cleaned your MacBook in more than 6 months. I realized that my performance and everything, so the reason why my MacBook was so bad was obviously because I didn't clean it. It was 70 gigabytes worth of trash, man. It was the most amazing thing, actually getting this Mac Keeper and cleaning everything out. I could not believe what was on my MacBook. Let's just put it that way. And guess what? It's running on tip-top shape. Shit, I woke up in the middle of the morning with a big smile on my face saying, oh my God, I can't believe it. I actually have a very clean and fast MacBook. It doesn't freeze anymore. So I was focused so heavily on that moment of my website and everything and my MacBook and my technology and having to cancel a class and all these things falling apart, having to cancel two other students too. But all I had to do was just come back to the center and what is the number one thing that could help me right now in fixing this problem? You know, in saying that, we're going to go into a different phase of this podcast, but I want you guys to right now release yourself from the attachment of the future. See, yes, you can have the grand plans. You could be building things. You want to reach out to the world, want to build your online business and scale and everything. But the thing is, you can't lose out on that intentional, positive self-care that you have for people. You got to release yourself from the future stress of expectation, desire, finances, goals, because it ultimately ends up stopping you from living that real good centeredness. Does that make sense? I think people, we are too bent out in shape. And I would always say, man, I deserve so much more than this. I deserve more than that. So real quick, let me just hurry up and just look at it from this perspective. Okay, let me get my thought back. See, when you are in a constant state of always going after that thing in the future, you're not living in the present. And when you're not living in the present, you're not in that centeredness. You end up becoming very irritable. If things don't go your way, you always say, I want, I want, I want. This is just what was happening with one of my students, as a matter of fact. And she missed her speaking TOEFL by just 1 point. She got a magnificent 97, I believe. And what ended up happening, and unfortunately, was, oh my God, well, she didn't get that speaking, so she couldn't get into UCLA. But then I said, okay, what universities did you get into? What could you get into with that score? Oh, Harvard, Cornell, Yale, NYU, U of F, University of Florida, University of Miami, UC Davis, UC Santa Barbara. I'm like, listen, you're good. See, you are not looking at what you did achieve, that centeredness, and you're just forever putting something out there, such as the UCLA, University of California, Los Angeles, out there in the distance, and you're making yourself miserable and angry and just depreciative of yourself and your accomplishments. And so that is that phase of it, okay? And now I want to go into the next phase, which is judge less, feel better. See, the more you judge others, people, we already know the world, you make others, there's just more misery, frustration, anger, tribalism, which is obviously happening out there in America right now. You know, it comes from being speedy and unexplored judgment. it's kind of like you need to stop judging yourself in terms of social media and comparing yourself with other individuals. You got to get out of that need of want, like scrolling through social media. Because again, if you keep becoming judgy and judgy, like I said in the previous couple of podcasts, you're going to live in that constant state of misery. Then we have to get into the idea to have a beautiful intention, beautiful appreciation, be able to recognize and see and feel that sense of grace, love, beauty in the world. It's kind of like waking up every morning. A lot of people, well, luckily I don't attract these types of people into my life anymore because my consciousness level is probably at like 350 to 400 already. And because I'm at a very high level, I don't attract those people who say, why do you have so much energy? I would never get someone in my life that would say something like that to me anymore. I would before because my consciousness level was very low. Therefore, I would attract a lot of people. But because I'm so high, it's very difficult for me to attract anyone into my life because there has to be people on the same wavelength as me. But you have, and I mean you have this, the NMA, negative mental attitude, and the PMA, positive mental attitude. That's Napoleon Hill. And you have a talisman every morning to wake up. Do you want to see life in the angry way? Everything falling apart? Joe Biden, Afghanistan, all these different things that are happening? Or are you going to see the joy? See, when it comes to people, when you see people, you don't have to tell them, but wish nothing but the joy. Nothing but joy and abundance and health and happiness for them, their family. Everything that they come in contact with, everything that they touch. Do that with everyone. You don't have to say it out loud, but wishing other people the best puts you in a constant state of transmutation of just beauty and bliss, serenity, because you're destroying that judgy level of who you are and maybe what you've done in the past, and you're replacing it with something entirely different. So in saying that, people, put more beauty into the world. Go after that Zen and be able to have that centeredness throughout your days, your weeks, your months, your years. Over and out.